it's time for the book interview.
Boring books, that's all.
Books? Are you nuts?
No, nothing boring here. Money Life will bring you a book that is out right now. A book that will help you learn more about your finances.
A book that would make Ulysses look like it was written in crayon.
Smart books by smart authors that can help you decide how to best manage your money.
It's not a book! It's a weapon!
It's a weapon against making the kind of mistakes that people make in their financial lives. Money Life brings you the books, the authors, and the information to protect you from these missteps and help to keep your financial future secure.
I read your book. I liked it very, very much.
Don't just take it on faith. Hear the authors talk in depth about their books and give you the facts and figures to back up their information.
It's faith. It's the flower of light in the field of darkness. It's giving me the strength to carry on. You understand?
Is that from your book?
No, it's Johnny Cash, Live at Folsom Prison.
Welcome to the book interview here on Money Life. I'm very pleased to be joined right now by Chris Cook. He is the author of Slash Your Retirement Risk, How to Make Your Money Last with a Simple, Safe, and Secure Investment Plan. Now, you should have a little background. Chris is president and founder of Beacon Capital Management in Dayton, Ohio. And the firm, but more importantly, Chris, believes, and it comes through the book, that you can improve your investment results, your outcomes, using a little bit of science. The book has a bit of a quantitative feel to me, which I don't say as anything that should put you off. You know, I actually like it when the guys kind of work the numbers and the science. Well, there's some science to what he's talking about. And if you want to learn more, you're going to go to slashyourretirementrisk.com. But we have a couple copies of the book to give away. We're going to do a trivia question at the end of the show. I already know, which I don't always do when we do these interviews, what the question's going to be. And for those of you who like our trivia where we're doing stuff with our sounders at the end, this is a great one. So not only do you get a good book, you can have some fun if you stick around to the end of the show. But right now, let's get busy with Chris Cook. Chris, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you very much.
So like I said, there is a bit of science to what you're talking about. You try to bring, I don't know that it's entirely quantitative, but it is basically, let's get the emotion out of here. Let's try to bring in the science and what have you. And help somebody understand, if you get an average person walking into your practice today, somebody who's never read the book, and they said, you have carte blanche to sort of do the right things to help me reach my retirement goals, et cetera, how much do you find that the average person's risk profile really isn't in keeping with what it should be, both to reach their goals and to sleep at night the way they would if they followed the Chris Cook slash your retirement risk method?
Almost every time. I would say 9 out of 10 would come into my office, and if they just said, go for it, what I would put together for them compared to what they would put together or what they already have, it rarely matches up. Honestly, it depends on what the markets are doing at whatever given time. If the markets are really hot, everybody wants to be aggressive. Usually a bad idea, especially for the people we work with who are either close to retirement or already retired. The other side is true as well. You know, if you had a really tough market, then they get really, really conservative. They want nothing to do with the stock market. So it's rare that it actually matches up.
When you then say, oh, I need to change the portfolio, and if somebody reads the book and says, okay, I want to follow the precepts in the portfolio, how much are you actually changing? How much of the changes are really, I'm not messing with the core of your portfolio, I'm moving things around the edges. How much of it is really a change that's more in attitude and adjusting to what you want as opposed to full overhaul?
For the most part, it tends to be a full overhaul. You know, most of what we see when people come in, they still have a very traditional portfolio that's designed around asset allocation. So they've got 70% large cap U.S., they've got 30% international. That's on the equity side. And then on the fixed income side, they may have, you know, somewhere between 40 and 60% bonds, you know, something like that. And it's usually centered around a buy and hold strategy. And for retirees, that's just a bad idea. The markets are more volatile than they ever have been. And the buy and hold strategy for retirees was built, you know, 30 to 40 years ago. The markets move faster and more extreme than they did 30 to 40 years ago. It's like everything in life, though. Most investors that we talk to, they understand it. Everything in society now is faster, more extreme. The markets aren't any different. So we have to not only set up a couple of lines of defenses with diversification and then some stop loss parameters centered around the portfolio, but really try to educate them, get their head around why, you know, times have changed. You have to adjust to them.
So what people need to understand is that the change that you're talking about is you are looking at a new return on investment and basically total return investing. So out with the old asset allocation, in with total return investing. Explain how total return investing works.
Well, traditionally, when people head into retirement, they think that they need to draw income off the portfolio. And honestly, it comes from the tax code because they classify things like dividends and interest as income. So that's been kind of ingrained into our minds that that's where everything that you take out of your portfolio, that's what you use for your retirement income. Well, these days, there's way too much pressure on everyone's portfolio to generate enough income to satisfy, you know, modern people. You know, when they're retiring right now, they're much more active than they used to be. So that means they're doing a lot. You know, they're traveling a lot. They're taking their grandkids places. You know, they're not sitting at home just watching television, you know, and just lounging around. They're very, very active these days. And they don't have the pensions, so they don't have this, you know, cushion to support them, you know, give them a baseline type of income. The only thing they have really is Social Security. And a lot of retirees we talk to, they don't even want to bank on that. They're not even considering that part of guaranteed income, really. And the last thing is all those income things that we talked about, you know, dividends and interest, they're basically zero. You know, they're just not enough to generate what people need to live on these days. So you need something on that stock side. You need equities in your portfolio to generate some capital gains for you. And there's nothing wrong with taking capital gains out of a portfolio to live on. In fact, in many cases, if it's a taxable account, it's better that it's coming from capital gains because it's taxed at a much lower rate than dividends and interest are. So again, it's a mindset change that it doesn't have to come from the old-fashioned CDs and bonds. The stock market can generate income as well. It's just called something different.
From the perspective of what it does for retirement risk, explain how this approach reduces risk in retirement and which specific risks it's addressing. Because the one thing that I noticed was that as I'm looking at it, I'm going, okay, well, this addresses those folks who have a real reason to be concerned about sequence of return risk. But explain mm-hmm. how it slashes risk.
Yeah, there's no question. It does cut risk dramatically compared to what most people are. That traditional retirement portfolio that we talked about, let's say you've got roughly 50% in stocks, 50% in bonds overall. When the markets go into a rough bear market, which most people have experienced twice now, at least in their investing lifetime, and they're most likely going to see again, sometime in the future, it may not be too far away. The very best of those portfolios probably lost 15 to 20% in those markets. And when you're taking money out, if you're taking out 4 or 5%, like most retired people want, they actually want a lot more than that, but they're taking out 4 to 5, you're compounding those losses every time you do that. But you don't have a choice because you're retired and you need the income. So, as you mentioned, sequence of returns. If you happen to have the bad luck of retiring somewhere close to 2000, year 2000, and you're taking out money, odds are you've got a part-time job now, whether you want to or not. Because your portfolio just got hammered twice, and you're taking out money along the way every year, every month, you know, whatever the course may be. So we set up two lines of defense for your portfolio, and we're very aggressive about it because you know you need the stock market because you need that growth opportunity to generate something so you can pull income out of your portfolio. The problem is you're pretty vulnerable because you are withdrawing money. So the first line of defense on your equity side of the portfolio is good old-fashioned diversification. It's nothing new. It's not a grand concept. But we do it differently than that traditional retirement portfolio that just says, okay, we're going to buy some U.S. stocks, we're going to buy some international stocks. In our case, we divide the market into 11 unique sectors where we're talking about technology, utilities, financials, healthcare, so on and so forth. And we find that to be a much better way to diversify our portfolio.
And if folks want to learn more about how to diversify it, they can check out the book. It's Slash Your Retirement Risk. Chris Cook, thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you.
Remember, you can get more information at slashyourretirementrisk.com, and we'll have copies of Chris Cook's book that we're giving away at the end of today's show. So stay tuned. There's much more Money Life to come.